The Center for Public Integrity today is releasing the results of an in-depth study regarding the accountability and transparency of every state government in the nation. The results are nothing short of staggering. The CPI's Nicholas Kuznets says the highest overall integrity score received by any state was Alaska with a 76.2 out of 100. All but 15 states received lower than a 66.
I think it points out really what's lacking in most states, which is modernized access to information. You know, a lot of public records laws are decades old now, and as the years go on, they just sort of get bloated with more and more loopholes and exceptions.
Kuznets says the data for the study was gathered by experienced journalists all over the country who were guided by specific questions and indicators.
So all of the questions are looking at accountability, transparency, ethics, issues like that, but it's divided into a broad list of categories that look across government operations from open records laws to lobbying disclosure and management of the pension funds.
Kuznets adds that certain states have started to take note of the criticisms they receive from the report. For example, Iowa scored quite low in the public access to information category in 2012. The state since developed the Iowa Public Information Board, which Kuznets says reviews complaints from citizens when their information requests are denied. This year, Iowa ranked first in the nation in that same category. Overall, Iowa tied for 10th in the country. Illinois ranked 13th and Missouri was 26th. While Kuznets says major reform is rare, he hopes the investigation will shed some light on the way our states are run. I'm Johnny Cather, Tri-States Public Radio News.